Stop 12 or walking to it? If you'd been on this hill in the 1850s, as I mentioned earlier, the land would have been stripped bare of all trees and plants in every direction, all gone to campfires, boilers, miners' huts and tramway tracks. Today we'd regard the scene as Armageddon, and even in the 1850s, there were some voices fearing for their home among the gum trees.
It is earnestly to be hoped that before the chimneys of boilers become very numerous, some method of dispensing with so much fire will have to be fallen on. Or, in a few years, the wood-crowned summits of our hills will look as desolate and barren as the flats and gullies do already. Mount Alexander Mail, 30th of November, 1855.
The bush is gradually coming back, with the coppice trees putting out several trunks where once there was one, and tussocks of fine grey-green grass called Redantha wallaby grass, one of the many native Australian plants that flowers and seeds after a fire. Around you, there's also longleaf box. They're the trees with long, thin, drooping leaves. And there's red box with almost circular grey-green leaves. And as you move down the valley, where there is more shelter and deeper soils, there's the rougher-barked yellow box with small pointed leaves. In the spring, this ridge becomes a mosaic of native flowers, delicate and frail. If you came back here in a couple of centuries, you might find some big trees growing back again. We're going to hear from Brian Nelson again now about trade, because the first axes and tomahawks that cut wood in this country, the Jarrah people traded from their neighbours who lived in the south at places like Mount William.
Yes, Mount William was one of them. That's something that sort of Jarrah people haven't got, because our boundary doesn't go right to Mount William. It goes to Macedon, front end of Macedon, north end, and to go and trade for green granite was something they'd take from here that they know Macedon Aboriginals haven't got, or Mount William Aboriginals haven't got. So therefore they traded probably possum skins to make a cloak, or a cloak already made, or a coat. That's believed to be one green granite blank is supposed to be worth three possum skin coats.
And how many possum skins in a coat?
42.
So that makes one green granite blank, I presume you're meaning for a tomahawk, a very valuable item.
Oh yeah, green granite. Traded way into New South Wales, halfway over into South Australia. So that's how far it was traded. So it certainly was very, extremely valuable. Once that warrior traded something and got a blank, it was up to him to take it home and shape it how he wanted it shaped. Each one would probably shape it a little bit different and have something different about it so they could recognise it, you know, lay it on the ground, that's mine, you know.
In the Jajarung language, Womanjuka means welcome, and that was sung by Brian's son, Ricky Nelson. Now it's time to move on from Stop 12 and tread gently down to the south arm of Poverty Gully. It's the creek at the bottom of the hill. It'll take a few minutes, and this tune should get you there. This tune was written by Michael Kennedy for the nearby Pennywaite Flat Cemetery. We visit Pennywaite Flat on the diggings tour, and it's the place where many diggers and their children were buried.